What is your favorite U.S. city you would visit again and again?
Definitely New York. I have so many friends there. It's always a fun time.
Tell us something you would never leave home without.
My water bottle and a snack.
What are your top five travel essentials?
A portable charger, an eye mask, my yoga mat, a water bottle, and my laptop.
Do you have a favorite bag or suitcase?
I love my Away carry-on suitcase. It's great. And I always bring with me my Longchamp tote because I love that it folds up. So it's really easy to pack and just have a quick extra bag with me in case I need it.
When packing, do you roll or fold?
Definitely roll, and I use packing cubes.
Hey, Tedra.
Hey, Julie.
So today we're talking to Kelly Hill. She's a travel blogger who kind of stumbled into blogging organically. While living in New York City with her husband, Justin, they hatched a plan to pack up their belongings and travel for a few months.
Yeah, so Kelly's a creative. She began coding at age 11. Guys, that's computer coding, age 11. It's like so nuts. She continues to work in web and app design now while they plan out their next adventures.
Yeah, so we discuss her recent travels in Vietnam and why this is a must stop for foodies, Dubai, which she calls a bucket list must for absolutely everyone, and a very dangerous ledge hike on the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, I was scared just looking at that.
Yeah.
So sparked by their love of Airbnb, they had these future plans of their own to buy properties, rent them out, and sort of share their love of the Airbnb experience with everyone else. And we think this is such a genius idea.
You're listening to We Get to Know podcast, and for years, we've all been following some of the most inspiring bloggers and social media influencers. Simply put, we get inspired. The next best thing to following our favorite influencers is hearing their stories straight from them. So listen in as we get to know Kelly.
Okay, Kelly, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
So I just want to get a little bit of your background before we dive in. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up at the beach in Virginia Beach. Lived there my whole life, and I then went to college in Virginia. So I was in Virginia for a very long time.
So you're a beach lover. Well, yeah. I know that. I already know you're a beach lover because I've looked at your feed, but yeah, I'm sure growing up on the beach like has a special place in your heart.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a part of me.
So where are you based now?
So we have now moved back to Virginia Beach, and it is now our home base again.
Okay. So where were you in between?
So we were in New York for a while. After I graduated college and got married, we moved to New York. I'm there for a while. And then we were kind of not, after we left New York and left to go travel, we didn't really have a home base for a little bit. And then we've just always dreamed of having our own beach house in Virginia Beach because we love it. That was able to happen. So that's why we came back.
Okay. So you're saying we.
Tell my husband and I.
Okay. So where did y'all meet?
So we actually met in high school. I was 16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we didn't go to the same high school, but yeah, I've known him since I was 16. And I guess we're going on 10 years of being together this year. So
where did you go to college?
I went to Virginia Tech.
And then did y'all like date through all through college too then, I guess?
Yes, we definitely had bouts of long distance because he was always traveling. We both, you know, lived in different countries. So we did spend a lot of time apart, but he also went to Virginia Tech too. So that was great.
Oh, okay. So what made you want to decide to move to New York for a little while just to live in a big city?
Well, I actually, as a little girl, I'd always dreamed of living in New York. I hadn't even been there and I just really wanted to live there. And then my husband, like when we were engaged, he was living in Puerto Rico. And then before we got married, he wanted to come back here to Virginia. So after I graduated, we went and visited our friends in New York and just had an amazing time. And he was like, oh, maybe we should move here. And I was like, yay. So then, we moved there. He got a job there first. And then I started working there too. And we were there for a little bit. I think our friends really inspired us to pull the trigger. So
I think when you're young and you don't have too much, you know, not baggage, but like you just have a lot of freedom. It's like perfect time to like do something like that.
Yes. It was definitely very, we just made the decision and moved a month, you know, within the month. Yeah.
So what did you study in college?
So I had started out doubling in biology and art and design. because I'd really thought I wanted to go to medical school. I'd like shadowed a lot of doctors in high school. I was really into it. But then once I was also studying art and design in college, I kind of discovered I wanted to take a path that would give me the most flexibility and what I could be, what could I do like more things and not just do one thing? Because I just do so many things. So I wanted to kind of, I felt like going the art and design route, I had a lot more options to do different things instead of just one specific thing. So yeah, then I got my BFA.
Okay. So when you finished school, I mean, what was your plan? What were you thinking career-wise?
So it hit me my last semester, senior year, I kind of occurred to me, oh, maybe I need to get a job after college. Because I've just always done a bunch of stuff and I do, you know, things that I love. But it kind of occurred to me and I was like, okay, all right. So, all right, what are we going to do here? And I decided as long as I'm making things, I'm happy. So it didn't have to be like specifically painting or something like, and it could be commercial. Like as long as I'm being creative, as long as I'm making things, I would be really happy. But then I had always also, I started building websites when I was like 11. And
what?
Yes. I taught myself to code at a very young age. I was like always making different websites.
Wow.
One of my first ones, I would make a bunch of graphics and so that people could download them for free and, you know, put them on wherever they want. Like, I think it was like around MySpace time, you know, everyone was like putting the graphics up. So I'd make a bunch of them, like draw them or draw them on the computer. And I'd build a site where people could download them and stuff. That doesn't exist anymore. And it was like really bad, but that's kind of like my entry point. So I'd always been doing web work throughout college as well. And then I didn't really like have a plan. I thought I wanted to work in fashion. Like all my girlfriends were working in fashion. I was like, oh, I totally want to do that. And then I got to New York and was like, okay, I don't know about that. And basically, because I'd already been doing web development, one of Justin's friends, their company was looking for a web designer, a web developer. So that was really easy for me to get in. I just didn't know that people pay you to do this, like a very, because I just always done it. And so that's what I've been doing ever since is, you know, on the tech side of things. I love it. But yeah, so everything kind of just fell into place.
So are you like freelancing? You're doing that now then, I guess.
Yeah. So I have for the past several years been working as a web developer, web designer. Now I do app design. Now I'm doing more freelance work, but for the past several years, I've been working in office. And then when we left New York to go travel, then I was full-time remote with one company. So now I'm in a transition phase to take on different clients now in a variety.
Oh, that's so interesting. So you have very much like a computer science mind, but then also that artistic creative side.
Yes. I am of the mindset that I really like making things. I like making things pretty, but I want to do it too. Like I want to know how it works and I want to be able to build it too. And I feel like I'm better able to envision things when I understand how they can be executed as well. So I like knowing both sides.
So have you built a website for yourself?
So I have. I'm in the process of launching a new one. So it's not up right this second. I'm planning to launch in September. I've had a lot of websites, but this is now, I have a brand new one I'm launching in September. So I'm really excited about it.
Okay. I look forward to seeing it. You've mentioned a little bit, you took off for a year of travel or a time frame?
So basically it started with that we were, you know, living in New York for several years and eventually we've always traveled. We love traveling. It's always been a part of our lives. But then once we moved to New York, it kind of became very difficult. I've always had just the nature of my work to work remotely. But what my husband was pursuing in New York, it made it very hard to travel. And, you know, we just thought we're working so hard and, you know, we're doing really well for a young age. And you work to do the things you love. So you have the freedom and money to pursue your passions, you know, as well. And we're like, we're working so hard, we can't even go do the one thing we want to do. So we had booked this. My husband had always wanted to surf in Morocco. We had booked these flights to Morocco, but we'd only booked one way. And we kind of were joking, like, what if we don't come back? So I think it was like several months of just like kind of joking about it. Then we're like, wait, okay, maybe we actually just go. So we decided like within like, here's another like month decision. We just decide, okay, all right, we're going to pack everything up, move out of our apartment. And, you know, we bought a one-way ticket to Costa Rica. And then we just had this other one-way ticket to Morocco. And we were just kind of play it by ear. And so that ended up being like 4 to 5 months long.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, how did you fund this? I mean, like giving up your, you know, your 9 to 5, what do you, how did you do that?
Well, so that was, my husband had no qualms about it. He was like, yep, okay, I'm quitting. And he had saved money because we kind of had like some time to think about it, but it was easy for him to save a bunch in a short period of time because he was working in a sales role. So like it helps when a bunch of deals all line up. So you're able to basically get everything in all at once. So it made it really easy to kind of save a chunk. And then I had the hard time with this idea. It really took me a while and I really wasn't comfortable quitting. You know, like I didn't want to quit. So I was then able to work remotely full time.
Oh, that's so nice.
So I was working while we were traveling. So I was working full time or, you know, sometime part of the time, but for a lot of time full time and while we were traveling. And that also helped me kind of like creating a routine because it's kind of, you know, you're up in the air. You don't like live in one place, but having this established routine, like I'm working from these hours to these hours every day, but I'm going in all these new environments. It kind of like grounded me and made me feel really comfortable in traveling for so long.
So where were you staying for these extended periods of time in these places?
So we mostly stayed in Airbnbs. We love Airbnb.
Yeah. I mean, it's more affordable, right, than a hotel.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Longer stays.
Yeah. And you can definitely, if you book a month, you know, or several weeks, you can get a lower rate. And also, I think for the purpose of like longer travel, we love traveling. And I love this too, like feeling like you're living there for a brief period of time. Like it's a mini home. And I feel like staying in an Airbnb, it's so much easier to do that because you have your own space and you don't feel like you're in a hotel. And I don't know, you have the opportunity to feel like you could live there even if it's just for a week and, you know, yeah, go grab some groceries and like cook a meal. It's also just more affordable. Like we found, you know, staying for like a month in Costa Rica was like for the two of us, less than 1 month's rent in New York.
I was going to say, yeah, that makes sense.
And that's including everything. Like we could have even made it even less because I was, you know, working, you know, it was able to extend our time traveling since I work and travel.
So then how long did you stay in Morocco?
We were in Morocco for almost a month.
Okay. So then where did you head after that?
Okay. So after Morocco, we went to Spain and we met up with a friend and we hung out in Spain. And my husband lived in Madrid for a very short period of time. So he'd always, and I'd never been in Madrid. I'd gone to Barcelona. I love Barcelona. So that's our like little competition. I love Barcelona and he loves Madrid. So he wanted to show me Madrid. And so we were in Spain and then we went to France and then we went to Portugal for like a month.
So then how did you decide, okay, time to go back? Or what were you thinking at that point? And had you even thought of like starting like the Instagram or the blog or anything like that at that point?
Okay, two different things. So the going back was also not planned, but we have also had a dream of getting our own beach house. And that happened while we were in Morocco. And so that kind of put like an end to these months of travel because we needed to come back and get the house. So, but we found it. We had never seen it before. And we're like, that's it. We just knew. We just knew it was it. It was the tiniest little beach cottage, you know, right across the street from the beach. And I just was like, we got to do it now.
Wait, so you bought it sight unseen?
Yeah.
Wow, that's brave.
I know.
I mean, I guess you go through the inspection process or someone did that for you.
Yeah, so no, my mom was a huge, huge, huge help. You know, and if she says like, it's fine, then I totally trust her. And she has a high level, you know, she knows it's like, oh, I don't know about this one, but you know, I trusted her. And we were definitely looking for something we could like renovate and stuff. So
well, and how fun to like ending one cycle of like this little travel time that y'all had, but then knowing you're coming home to your own little beach house, that's pretty perfect.
Yeah. I mean, we're just always feeling so lucky. It's just crazy how, you know, everything worked out. But then as far as the, Instagram and the blog. When I was in New York, I was, you know, doing design and development full time and I loved it. But I used, like in college, I was painting. I always grew up doing art. When I was in middle school, I skipped school one day a week to do art all day. And I spent so much time drawing in college, which I feel like makes, I always feel like having really good drawing skills is a really great foundation for good design skills. It's like all of the same concepts. And even with photography, I took a photography course in college. So I was doing a lot of art in college, but then once I was working full-time and, you know, having a social life, because New York is very social, it was really hard for me to find time to have just a side, more artistic, creative outlet. And so that's when I turned to Instagram. And I had actually started several blogs throughout college, but I was always making my friends model for me. They all failed because I felt like I had to do all this stuff when really I just wanted to take beautiful pictures and create inspiring moments. But I felt like I had to, you know, write a bunch of stuff, but I just wanted to focus on photography and working with people, it made it really hard. But then once I found in New York, I was like, I'm just going to every day take a picture. And I just started that way. And it slowly just turned into then my husband's always been a photographer. So he has a lot of ideas and he'd be like, we'd be somewhere and he'd be like, oh, this is great. And then, you know, pull out the camera. And so I just started basically being very intentional about Instagram. And I knew that it was a great way to build a community. And I knew I just wanted to start building a community. I didn't know what I wanted to do with it. I've always loved connecting with people online, since you can do it from anywhere, connect with anyone all over the world. And so I just started that. And then when we were traveling, everyone was like, whoa, what are you doing? And we were just being us, you know, we weren't trying to go travel blog. Like we were just us being us. And people just started following me a lot more. And I was like, wow, okay, people are really liking this. Like, so I just kept it up. And then everyone starts asking if I'm travel blogging. And I'm like, I guess I am.
So sort of organically, I guess yeah. It sort of started. What was the time frame on that?
Well, I got Instagram 5 years ago. I mean, pretty soon after it launched, like in college. But I guess this is now 2 years ago. I had started Instagramming intentionally. And then basically before we left on our trips, I had already had 10,000 followers. And then it just kind of exploded like once we were traveling.
Okay, so let's talk about your Instagram for a little bit. Your feed is really pretty. One thing I noticed just even scrolling through, like looking at it, like in the grid format, is that these color schemes that you have that sort of like, I don't know how you're doing this, where it's like, because I don't know a lot of the background, but it's like, if you're somewhere where there's a lot of blues, it's like everything sort of looks blue and then maybe caramel color. Yeah, like what's happening there and how are you playing that all out? Like if you're going somewhere, is everything just in the same color hue or what's happening? So, I mean, I don't know all the details of how this works.
No, it's fine. I guess this is where my background in painting, I feel like it kind of originates there. I've just always really loved color. But sometimes I'm in a mood and that mood is a color. And I just see things in color and I associate feelings with color. So it bounces around. Sometimes I'm in a pink mood. I'm feeling pink and I'm just like, everything I see, it's pink. Oh my goodness, I love it. And I'm just in that mood. And then I just love arranging everything. I just love arranging those blocks of color and taking things from different places. And you're like, oh, these go together. And I just think it's so fun. It's like a little color puzzle.
So you just sort of like sit back and like look at your photos as a whole. And then you see like, okay, these, you grab all your pictures that have blue in them or that type of thing?
So both. Once we started traveling for longer periods of time, like when we were in Ecuador, the town we were in had a certain vibe. And I really wanted to portray the vibe and the feel of the town. It was this, you know, kind of hippie surf town, just really chill, you know, wasn't lavish, but just super tropical. I wanted to like portray that like kind of raw tropical through specific colors. And then when I was in another place, it just felt so bright and airy. And I wanted these light blues to show through. So I'll do two things. I basically just always take a bunch of pictures. And then I go through after the day and look and see, okay, these kind of go together and these really capture the vibe. And I do sometimes tweak like one blue might be darker than another blue in, you know, two different photos, but I'm able to like kind of tweak them in Lightroom so that they're the same blue, because I like everything to be consistent and uniform. But so that's one side where I want to portray a vibe of the place. Like my recent trip to Dubai, you know, it was hot. So I wanted it to be very warm and hot, but it was also so beautiful. So I wanted to like highlight, you know, some of these blues I was seeing in their water there was gorgeous, but you know, I needed that dry, warm feeling of the orange. So then other times I'm just, when I'm feeling the mood, I just like, I go through and I'm like, oh, I have, you know, these blue photos from Morocco. So I'm going to pull those. Like I basically always have, I now have like a really big stock of different photos. And I know that if I kind of, it doesn't feel like it fits in my feed at one time, I'll probably be able to use it later on. And it'll be a really nice element, you know, with something else that I'm currently doing.
I love that. That is so smart. I mean, I don't know if it took a while to develop this technique, but it pays off. Like your feed, it's really, really pretty how it works.
Thank you. It's definitely been, you know, it's always evolving and definitely a work in progress. And yeah, I like focusing on the colors. And I think it helps with, we kind of did this in design school. When you have a prompt and you have restrictions, it kind of helps focus your creativity. Because sometimes when you just have so many different ideas, you can be all over the place. But having, you know, just one restriction, it would be a prompt and you have to make something, here's one requirement. And that kind of helps streamline it and create some focus. And it eases some of your, you know, creative anxiety you might have when you know, putting things together. So I kind of like this little restriction I put on myself.
How far were you into it when you realized you could work with brands and maybe they started reaching out to you?
When I was at a little over 10,000 followers, that's when I started to see a little bit of some inbound emails. My husband actually told me, he's like, why don't you ask, you know, what's your favorite brand? He actually took the initiative, like, let's reach out to somebody. And I was like, okay. And he's like, what brand do you like? And so I really liked this store in New York, Planet Blue. I love their bathing suits. I love that brand. And he's like, okay, let's go find, you know, let's find them and let's reach out to them. And so that was one of my first partnerships. And, you know, we reached out and we told them, hey, we're traveling. We're in Costa Rica. We're going to be stopping through New York. We're going to Morocco. You know, we'd love to work with you guys, you know, on something. So that was kind of the start of it.
Yeah, I love that you just took the initiative. But I'm wondering too, like, how did you even know, like, what that looked like or how to, like, price that or, you know what I mean? Like, how to, like, lay it all out in your travels logistically?
So it's definitely always a learning process. The first time, I honestly have to give a lot of the credit to my husband because he, working in sales, he has done a lot of outbound, you know, pitches. So he really helped me and coached me on, you know, let's show some examples of your work. Let's show features of brands that have featured you. These are brands I hadn't worked with, but I had tagged them and they had featured me on their pages. You know, let's send them some examples. And then another idea that I was like, okay, we can tell that I had a vision. I was like, oh, I think this, you know, these items would be great at this scene that we're going to in Morocco that I really wanted to go to. And so we included that, you know, kind of our vision for how we'd want to show the pieces. You know, we said we're, you know, if you want to have a call, I always say that when I reach out, like, happy to have a call if we want to chat about it, to bounce off ideas. But I think the biggest thing was showing like what I could provide for them. And I think that's the biggest thing, is showing what I can provide for them and just saying how much I love their brand. And I didn't do price. We just did exchange, like for the first year, everything was on gift exchange.
That probably felt pretty cool to, like, you know, have them like entrust you and be like, hey, yeah, we're going to try this out. I love that.
Yeah, it was really exciting. Cause then I even like went to the store and, you know, tried things on. Like it's still probably one of my favorite collaborations I've done. It was just a really fun process.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about some of your trips, because I watched a bunch of your stories and your highlights. First of all, I would have never, ever thought that Vietnam would be on my list. But after watching your stories, I'm like, I want to go there. How did you end up there? Why did you choose it? And then tell me a little bit about your trip.
So it's so funny you say that. I've been getting that a lot. Everyone is very surprised. But the real reason of the trip is that my cousin just got married and he has been living in Vietnam for 8 years. And so we were going for the wedding.
Oh, okay.
So that's what spurred the trip. My husband had actually already been to Vietnam before, and he had visited my cousin there, and he hadn't even met him. He was just like, I'm going to go visit him. I'm in Vietnam. Because he had gone on a ship like around the world. So one of the stops was Vietnam. So I was excited to go because I love visiting friends and family in places that they live. I just feel like you really get this whole other experience. And I love Vietnamese food. I am obsessed with Vietnamese food. So I just had so many spring rolls. I was like, I had pho for breakfast because they have pho for breakfast. But I mean, I'll get it, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, like, but it's breakfast for me too. I love it.
Yeah. I'll say the food and the drinks and all your smoothies and but the landscape too surprised me. I mean, it looked so pretty. I mean, I don't know what I would have expected. I mean, it's got beach land, but what city were you in?
So we started in Ho Chi Minh City, and it was, you know, very busy city. And so this is my first time in Asia, and it was super busy, and it was crazy to see, you know, it was just such a different culture. It really was so crazy to see, but I loved all the food. Ho Chi Minh City, oh, there's so many like trendy new Vietnamese food spots. I loved that. It's definitely like a foodie destination. If you like Vietnamese food, totally a foodie destination. And then we went to Vung Tau, which is on the beach. And I guess it's, my cousin told me that a lot of people who live in the city, Vung Tau is the go-to, you know, beach weekend. But my favorite part was going to Cam Ranh Bay. I was just blown away with how gorgeous it was with all of the mountainous landscape and with the beautiful clear water, palm trees. I mean, I didn't even expect that going to Vietnam. I definitely foresaw the very lush jungle aspect, and then, you know, it's mountainous, but just seeing that part of it too was amazing.
We live in such a beautiful world. I mean, it's incredible, like how many places I've never even heard of that are just so gorgeous.
Yeah. And the place we stayed in Cam Ranh Bay, actually, Condé Nast Traveler actually listed them as one of the top five spas to go to this year.
Oh, wow.
Like spa resorts.
Perfect. You got the perfect spot.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's talk about Dubai a little bit. Was that on the same trip?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So how was that?
I highly suggest everyone to go to Dubai. And if you're traveling across the world, it makes a really great stopover. So that's how we did it. We basically did like a 2-day stopover in Dubai on the way to Vietnam. And it was,
which I just learned about these stopover things. Yeah. It's like, where have I been living under a rock my whole life? It's like so smart.
Yeah. It really helped me with the jet lag just because I had a, you know, little, like a slower increment to adjust. Dubai is just amazing. I mean, I was just blown away. Everything is the biggest something. They've really done a great job planning and, you know, just creating crazy things in Dubai. And I love the mix of modern and culture. You get this great cultural element, but then you also have like everything that's like new and modern and cool. And it was just beautiful there. I would love to go back in the winter though. I highly suggest everyone go, but definitely advise to go during our winter because it was very hot.
When is the coolest time? Do you know when the coolest time of the year?
Winter for the US.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then I guess you went to the Burj Khalifa.
Yes, that was amazing. It's expensive, but it was really worth it. It was so cool. I mean, I'm not usually one to always, you know, shell out for something like that, but I think that was really cool.
That's such a must if you're going to go.
Yeah, it's the tallest building in the world. You got to do it. And what I liked about it, because I've done the World Trade Center in New York, Top of the Rock as well as another one in New York I've done. But there, they've just laid out the city so beautifully. It's just so pretty. And they have the big fountain. So it's just gorgeous. We went at sunset, which is just magical. They also give you can order like free included cappuccinos, lattes, drinks while you're up there. They give you snacks. So it was really, really beautiful. And they also have a scent, like the Burj Khalifa scent. And they put it in all of the air vents. So you walk into the building and it's like a very, like only to the Burj Khalifa smell.
Love that. And then also I had never heard of old Dubai or the old part of the city. That was so beautiful.
That was like top of my list to go to old Dubai.
It looked modern. Was it modern? It's interesting how like you think of it being old, but it was clean lines and I don't know.
I feel like it's just kept up really well, but I was most inspired to go because of basically when I had gone in Morocco, and I've kind of grown an affinity towards that kind of like the desert look almost. It reminded me of it in a way, but just less packed and crowded. I don't know if it was also because it was hot. There weren't like a lot of people there. I didn't actually look at how old Dubai is, but I just like that it was a little different than, you know, all of the main resorts that are in Dubai as well, and that feel. And the Arabian Tea House is definitely a must. It was amazing, and it was so cool in there.
Okay, so I want to touch on one thing. So I saw where you went to the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on this ledge. And I'm wondering, is that a real photo? Like you sat on that edge?
Yes. Yes. It's kind of scary.
Oh my gosh. And I was like, did she really do this? I was so nervous for you just looking at that photo. I'm thinking, you are brave.
Oh, it was definitely a little nerve-wracking. I've done that hike before, so I think that helped. My little brother actually went recently. His legs are dangling off the edge. Now that is where I cross the line. I will not do that.
Is it like McAfee knob?
Yeah, McAfee's knob.
McAfee knob. Okay. Unbelievable. Well, I feel like you were way too close. I wanted to say, come back.
When I went with my friends the first time, I went with like my college girlfriends, and I'd have to go find the pictures. They weren't very good, but we were doing like headstands there. I wouldn't even do that now. This is a few years ago. Oh, gosh, you know, where did the bravery go? But so.
Okay, then one more thing I want to touch on before I pass it off to Julie for the Ask Everyone. You seem to have a love of coconut oil.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. What do you love about it and how do you use it?
I use it for everything. I use it as a lotion over my entire body every day. I also use it in my hair. I'll do like a little hair mask with it and just kind of soak up on my, especially my ends, just with always like traveling, but especially being at the beach and in the sun and in the salt water really dries out your hair. So I'll use it there. I will put it in smoothies. I use it as makeup remover. It's also an amazing makeup remover. Also good for hydrating my lips as well. And then I also like cooking with it. I mean, I'll throw it in a pan with some asparagus.
Do you use like one oil for all those things or do you use different types of products?
So if I'm cooking with it, then I'll use the one that's refined so that you don't have the coconut flavor. But otherwise, I'm obsessed with the coconut flavor. So I get the, you know, the unrefined version so that I have that coconut smell. And I like that coconut taste if I put it in a smoothie.
It's like beach through and through.
Yes. And I love that for as far as for packing too. And I'm huge on, I'm always trying to get rid of stuff. I'm always trying to like, how can I live with less? Because I've never felt, I just feel more relaxed when there's less. I watched this documentary on minimalism on Netflix and it so inspired me to really live with less.
That's on my list. I need to watch
yes,
that.
Yes, you should. Yeah. So watch it. It's a little extreme. Like I wouldn't ever be exactly to that level. So that's what I love about coconut oil is I have this one product that I can use in so many ways, which is great for traveling. Like it works in so many different ways for me, but I only have to pack one item.
Do you have like one or two great tips you can share with our listeners?
Yes, it's that everyone should get a travel credit card to get points for flights. Most of our flights are used with points. So that's like pretty much my biggest tip in order to get free flights.
If I call you at 9 a.m. on any given day, what are you most likely doing?
I am most likely doing yoga or working out or making a smoothie.
What is something people would be surprised to know about you?
I think people are always surprised when they find out I code.
At the age of 11?
Yeah, that too. But they're like, wait, what? You're a developer? Okay.
You've unplugged at the end of the day. How do you decompress?
One of my favorite things to do is to have a cocktail at sunset with my husband on the beach or to have some tea and snuggle with my dog.
Who are three people you love to follow on Instagram?
I love following Tosh Oakley, Tessa MB, and Travel Inner Shoes.
Excluding social media, what is your favorite app?
I love the Lightroom mobile app. That's probably my favorite. I think I'm pretty much living in there.
Do you have a book you currently cannot put down?
So I just finished Gary Vaynerchuk's Crushing It. And it was amazing. I love Gary Vaynerchuk. And I don't know why I waited so long to read his book, but I couldn't stop reading it. I couldn't put it down.
What is it about?
So he talks about basically social media and like how you can capitalize on it and how you can use it, like how you can use it to your advantage in any business. No matter what you do, and he talks about personal branding, but I think my biggest love is like how you can apply and leverage social media, all the different social medias, like not just Instagram, but Facebook, YouTube, for whatever your business is. And he really maps out like basically different ways you can build community and then how that's going to help your business, whether you are in real estate, you know, whether you have an auto repair shop versus just, you know, everyone kind of understands how beauty and design and travel kind of fit into it. But I really liked it. Everyone should read it.
I know. I'm listening. It sounds amazing. And so, I mean, it could apply to everybody, anyone.
Yes. I'm a firm believer that like everyone can benefit from, you know, building a presence in some way, shape, or form on some social media and personal branding. Because it's just going to, you know, it's great to build community and everyone's a resource in some way. Everyone has something to teach someone else.
So true.
So that's just a great way to give back to others.
Describe your perfect day.
My perfect day. So start out with working out and doing yoga and then having a smoothie or smoothie bowl and then going to the beach for the day and just having drinks with my husband and maybe making some dinner. I love roasting veggies. I mean, that's my perfect day.
What is your beverage of choice, both in the AM and PM?
AM is definitely smoothie. And then PM, I love anything passion fruit. So a passion fruit cocktail, and I am so excited and so happy.
What city has you shedding a tear when you leave?
Definitely New York. Even though it's a love-hate relationship, I always say that if you've lived in New York, you date New York. New York's the only places you have a relationship with, so you can break up with New York, but it's kind of always gonna like pull your heartstrings.
What is your current Netflix addiction?
So I don't really watch Netflix, but I'm pretty much the only show I'm obsessed with is Game of Thrones.
Do you have a favorite beauty product that's found in your bag at all times?
Coconut oil.
Who would you love to have coffee with?
I would love to have coffee with Angelina Jolie.
I would love to have coffee with her too.
I think she's just amazing. And she's always been an inspiration to me for adopting, because my husband and I sometimes talk about adopting in the future. I love what she's created and she's still going to be doing so many amazing things. So,
do you live by a motto?
So my motto is, if you really want something, find any way to make it happen, because otherwise you don't want it enough.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Probably Ryan Reynolds.
What song do you currently have on repeat?
Like It by Cardi B. I'm obsessed with that song.
What meal would you choose as your last meal?
This one's tough. I have three different ones and I think I would have them all in succession. Like I would have like an appetizer course and then I'd move on to a dinner course. But I would start with drinks with truffle fries and then have sushi and then finish it off with pizza.
Who is your girl crush?
I love Tasha Oakley.
What is the best gift you've ever received?
The best gift I've ever received is definitely travel or plane tickets. It's my favorite sort of thing.
What is the best gift you've ever given?
I think the best gift I've ever given was also probably plane tickets, but it could also be, I used to make scrapbooks every year for my husband and he still always talks about it. And I think I should make more, but I think those little handmade things are really meaningful.
What is the last thing you Googled?
The Younger season schedule.
What is that?
So Younger is this TV show that my husband and I started watching, and it's this woman who lives in New York and she's in her 40s, but then she has to pretend to be a 26-year-old to get a job because she's recently like divorcing from her husband and, you know, needs to support her daughter. And so she pretends to be a 26-year-old and it's really hilarious.
Okay, last question. What is the greatest life advice you have ever received?
The best advice I received is from my dad, and it's always to make deposits into the Goodwill Bank because you never know when you're going to need to make a withdrawal. So you always need to be in the positive, and it makes This is the expanded version. It always makes it easier to withdraw when you have a healthy bank account and the Goodwill bank account. So
yes, I've heard that too. That is such a almost, you can imagine it. I mean, you can visualize it.
Yeah. I mean, and I think this applies to so many things. You know, if you're always helping someone out, then when you need help, you know, they're going to be there for you. And it works in the work environment too. Like if you're always on time, you're always, you know, going above and beyond, meeting those expectations, then when suddenly you're in a predicament and you need to leave for a family emergency, there's going to be no problem with anyone leaving, you know?
Right. So true. That's such great advice.
Yeah. So I try to live by that.
All right. Well, Tedra.
Yeah, I want to pop back in. I have a question. I never really asked you this, but what's coming up next, or like, what do you see happening for your future, sort of the next 5-year, 10-year plan?
Oh, man. So I really want to continue growing basically this business I'm creating with content creation. I really want to keep evolving it and building a greater community. And I'd love to start some sort of line at some point in the future. I don't think that's going to happen right this second, but I'm kind of like already, you know, pre-thinking it. And then I have a bunch of bucket list things I want to do. So I'm trying to figure out how to make those happen. We're in the process of planning. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii and Australia. So we're in the process of planning this big, you know, bucket list, long extended trip to do that this upcoming year. Another side passion of ours is we love homes. So scouting out in the next 5 years, more homes that we could turn into Airbnbs. So we've already started this. So I don't talk about it a lot on like my stories or Instagram. So with that, our beach house is like the first step is, you know, we've started Airbnb-ing it because we just love being in Airbnbs and having that connection. And we've stayed in so many amazing ones. And my husband and I, we're just such hosts. And it's made us so happy. And I'd love to continue growing that and creating little spaces that people can, you know, they're on a trip. And I want people to have these amazing experiences that I've had and want them to love it. So we've started in Virginia Beach, and because we love Virginia Beach. So we want people to come here and love it. And so creating like a beautiful, calming space that they want to come back to, I think the next 5 years is, you know, where else? We have a few places in mind, but it's kind of, you know, a work in progress.
That is so smart though. Cause then when you travel, you can rent out your place. So it's like,
yes.
I mean, that is genius. No one has even mentioned that. And that is so smart.
Yes.
I love that idea.
That was one of our requirements, which is why we hopped on, you know, our first opportunity so quickly. We knew we just were looking for specific spaces that, you know, we can rent out. So it's kind of, you know, like a side thing. I'm all about like how, you know, doing multiple things, you know, don't just do one thing, but it's definitely becoming a passion of ours. And it's so smart. Like, I mean, one of my friends in New York, she had done it when she would go on a trip, she'd Airbnb her place out. And I was like, that's such a great idea. Like basically like can help fund your trip because you're trying to pay for where you're living and you want to travel. So being able to Airbnb while you're gone is just, it really helps, you know, make things affordable so you can, you know, have both.
That is so smart. I'm so glad. I don't normally come back and ask a follow-up question, but I was sitting here thinking like, I want to know this, so I better ask. And I'm so glad I did because that's really fascinating. That's so smart and that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us, where do we find you online? And I know you said you have a blog coming up. I don't know if you know the domain yet.
Yeah, so I have the domain. I just have it pointing to my Instagram right now because I was like, there's no need for a splash page because that confuses people sometimes. So it's kellyyhill.com and you can find me on Instagram, kellyyhill. So it's Kelly with two Y's.
Okay, well, this has been a real pleasure talking to you today and I've loved getting to know you a little bit.
Yeah, this has been so fun. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Julie, so time for a little host-to-host chat. Okay, so actually this is fresh. You just got home last night, 2 a.m., I guess early this morning.
Yeah, like 6 hours ago.
From Aspen, tell me, how was your trip?
It was so fun. In fact, it was really hard to come home. Our flight kept on being delayed, delayed, delayed. And I was like, well, maybe it's a sign that we should just stay, but we didn't.
Did you fly in and out of Aspen, or do you have to do the drive?
No, we made our, we actually went, we left last Wednesday and we booked our flights on Monday. So it was just easier to fly from Austin to Denver. And then we rented a car and actually, oh, we took the Independence Pass, which is typically closed from, I guess it closes in October. So it's the most beautiful drive. You go over like the Continental Divide and kind of scary in some points because it's like one way and super curvy, but it was beautiful, super beautiful.
Yeah, I have like a love-hate with those passes, mountain passes. I mean, I love the beauty of it, but they're nerve-wracking.
They're so nerve-wracking. Yeah, and you have like big buses and yeah.
And people like bike them, like going
fast.
Oh,
yeah. In fact, we saw Lance Armstrong going up.
Did you really?
Yeah, and then he passed a guy that was going the other way. He had on a Mellow Johnny's biking shirt, uh-huh. And our windows were down. He goes, "Hey, nice shirt." And the guy responded back. He's like, "Yeah, keeping it local."
That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ironic since we live in Austin. I guess that's where Lance is from. And then you bump into him on the mountain pass in Colorado.
Funny.
Small world.
Yeah.
What did y'all do every day? Like, how did you spend your time?
We ate a lot, which is funny because normally when you go, you hike a lot, which we did an amazing hike one day, which was really fun. But we did tons of restaurants. New Clark's, you know, which is from Austin, just opened in Aspen.
Oh, did y'all go?
Yes, it's so good. Actually, we went to lunch there right before our big hike, which was not the smartest idea. Yeah. Oh, and then one night they have this annual party that's put on by the Aspen Art Museum called Art Crush. And so my friend Laura and I went to that, which was a super fun, over the top, like fancy, like everyone is super decked out and they raise like, I don't know, 3 million, I guess, on the live and silent auctions. It's really beautiful. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. Did you know you were going to that party? Like, did you bring a
No.
Did you need a gown for that? Or
no, I did not. So Bruce shipped me my shoes.
Oh my gosh. No way.
Yeah. So
okay, last minute,
pulled it together.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Glad you're back.
Yes. Well, I would like to say me too, but maybe tomorrow I'll get there.
After a little more sleep.
Yeah.
So we want to thank you for listening today. And if you'd like the show, we would love for you to head over to iTunes and give us a positive review. You can find us at wegettoknow.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, and we're on social media at wegettoknow. Head over to Instagram. We would love to hear from you and get your opinions on guests and show ideas. Our music is provided by the talented Blake Atwell of Studio 1916. Until next time, take care as we continue to get to know all of our favorite influencers and bloggers.
Hey, Tedra.
Hey, Julie.
So today we're talking to Kelly Hill at Kelly Y Hill. K-E-L-L-Y-Y Hill. No.
A lot of like Kelly's and Y's and Hills.
Okay. I'm just going to say.